Some of the topics we learned about include, the Gemara lists and explains Asar Tanoim Hisne Yeshua. Upon their entry to Eretz Yisrael and division of the land, Yeshua ben Nun initiated 10 stipulations for the common good of all Yidden. Shiyu Marin Becharshin. One may allow his animals to graze in someone else's forest, and the owner cannot object. Umalakten Eitzim Besodeseim. One may collect wood in someone else's fields. Umalakten Asavim Bechal Mokim Chutz Mitilson. One may collect grass in any field except in the field of Tilson. Mekoitmen Netias Bechal Mokim Chutz Migrev Yishal Zayis. One may cut off branches from someone else's tree to graft in his own tree, except for the lower area of an olive tree. Umayin Hayitze Betchila Bnei Ha'ir Mestapkin Mimeno. People may draw water from even a new spring that began to flow in the person's property, and they do not need to pay him for it. Umachakin b'yamish al tveria, ubalvad shalo yifres kala b'yamres asvina. A person from any Shevet is permitted to go fishing in the Kinneret Lake, even though it belonged to Shevet Naphtali. However, they may not place fences or nets that might obstruct a boat from passing through. V'niflin la'achir hageder, v'afilu b'sadim alei karkim. One may relieve himself behind the wall of someone's field, even if karkim is growing there. People may walk in the fields on the side of the road to avoid the pointy areas of the road. Someone who is lost in someone else's vineyard is permitted to climb the grapevine and tear off its branches to find the road. If a dead person who has none to attend his burial was found in someone's field, the body is buried in the place of its discovery. And the Gemara adds that Shlema Melech enacted, U'mahalchem b'shvili harishus at sheterid revi yishniya. One may take a shortcut through someone else's field until the second rainfall when the new crop begins to grow, because only then does this harm the field.